AircheckDownloads.com. The numbers get smaller and the hits get bigger, like this one by the British duo Wang Chung. They've been steadily climbing the top 40 for a month now. This week, they jump another five notches to number 16 with Let's Go. Let's Go, that's the fourth top 40 hit for Jack Hughes and Nick Feldman, better known on the charts as Wang Chung. They take that song up five notches this week to number 16 in our survey. You're listening to American Top 40. My name's Casey Kasem. A little while ago, I played an AT40 Extra, the first rap record ever to hit number one on the pop chart, called Rapture. It was back in 1981, and it was a hit by a white rock band named Blondie. Well, 6 years later, another rap tune by a white rock act has hit the top 10. It's by the Beastie Boys, who took it to number 7 a couple of weeks ago. This week, they slide four notches to number 15 with You Gotta Fight for Your Right to Party.
Yeah!
You gotta fight for your right to party. Number 15 in the survey this week. The first hit for the New York trio, the Beastie Boys. It's from the number one album in the USA called License to Ill, as the countdown rolls on.
The hits from coast to coast, American Top 40.
AT40 originates in Hollywood.
Number 14.
There are 11 foreign acts in this week's countdown. Here's an Australian band whose leader, Neil Finn, is originally from New Zealand. The band Crowded House with their first top 40 hit. Up six notches to number 14, here's Don't Dream It's Over. Don't Dream It's Over, the first top 40 hit by the Australian band Crowded House. They jump six notches this week to number 14. Coming up, a long-distance dedication from a high school student in New Jersey who's not afraid to be true to his school, no matter what anyone else says.
The hits from coast to coast.
Every week, American Top 40 is heard in the 50 states and around the world on great radio stations like WHWB 970 AM in Rutland, Vermont, 94QID, the Gulf Coast's Hot Hits, Biloxi, Mississippi, Music 103, WQMU, Indiana, Pennsylvania, and 3YB, Warrnambool, Victoria, Australia. The family group called The Jets scored their second top 40 hit with this song, You Got It All. Only they didn't quite get it all. It peaked at number 3, just two notches short of that number 1 spot. This week it slides four notches to number 13, The Jets. You Got It All, that's the song by The Jets. It's their second top 40 hit. Crush on You was their first. They slide four notches this week to number 13. Now on American Top 40, our long-distance dedication. It's from a high school student in Rutherford, New Jersey, who's not afraid to be true to his school. Here's what he writes. Dear Casey, I'm writing to you about my classmates who are in the same situation I was in just a few months ago. You see, all 11 of them are on a freshman basketball team for our little St. Mary's High School in Rutherford, New Jersey. And lots of people take the team as just a joke. They come up with reasons why the team should be canceled to save everyone from embarrassment. Well, I went to their first game, which happened to be away, and I ended up being the whole cheering section. That's right, I was the only person there from our school. And Casey, let me tell you, these guys I see every day in the halls of school, they were being overwhelmed by the giants from the opposing school. Well, I guess it's no surprise that we lost, and very badly, too. And just by judging from their first game, I think their whole season will be like this. But I just want them and everyone else to know I'm proud of them. Because in the game of life, it's not how many times you're knocked down that counts. It's how many times you get back up. Yeah, it's going to be a long season, but I think they can make it. Casey, would you please play Living on a Prayer by Bon Jovi for the St. Mary's Gales? Thank you. Sincerely, Mark Hayford. Okay, Mark, here's your long-distance dedication. At number 12 this week, Bon Jovi's recent number one smash, Living on a Prayer. It's also a long-distance dedication from Mark Hayford in Wallington, New Jersey, to the struggling players on the basketball team at his school, St. Mary's in Rutherford. By the way, we phoned the school's athletic director, Frank Venezia, to find out how the team did this season. And we were surprised to discover they had a record of 9 wins and 16 losses. That's up from 2 straight years of being 1-24. They're on their way. as the countdown continues.
Number 11.
Here's a song that hit number one recently all over Europe, and it's by the Swedish band named Europe. The Final Countdown. The Final Countdown, climbing our countdown six notches this week to number 11. It's by the five-man Swedish band called Europe. I'm Casey Kasem. This is American Top 40 in Hollywood, and we're counting down the 40 most popular songs of the week. We've got the 10 biggest coming right up, so don't go away. We'll continue in a moment.
AirCheckDownloads.com.